It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Concerns about tightening oversight of police procedure in Pittsburgh has found its way into the city council chambers in the form of several bills that are up for discussion in the Wednesday session. 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Broad joins us in Studio A. Good day, Noah.
Good day, Paul.
Council will give a preliminary vote on legislation from the mayor's office that would open an independent review of the police department's policies for off-duty details. What can you tell us about this?
Right. Well, this was an effort that was launched or announced, rather, a few months ago. The mayor, who was still a candidate for the in the mayoral race at that point, announced that he was looking into the city's policies in general regarding, regulation of officers who work off-duty details, which is a sort of a topic that has come under a lot of controversy recently. It was just meant to be a sort of general review of these policies. Do things need to be changed, and have, I guess, just a fresh set of eyes on the city's ways of handling how officers should be able to, go outside of their city work and be able to do work for private employers. And so this is a bill that would essentially allot $10,000, which in the grand scheme of things in the city budget is not too much. So it's a $10,000 bill that would allow the former Washington County District Attorney Stephen Toprani to take a look into these efforts.
Was that a key part of this, the fact that, you know, it's not going to cost the city a lot of money, therefore there might not be an outcry, or you're avoiding an outcry from taxpayers on this?
Well, yes, it is. Like I mentioned, it is a pretty cheap bill overall. $10,000 is not terribly much, although it sounds like a lot to some of us. But yes, this is a cheap effort, and it is, I think, something that a lot of people find important, you know, trying to sort out what's going on with the Bureau of Police's policies regarding officers doing, off-duty detail work.
And do we know anything about why Washington County DA Stephen Toprani was chosen to be the person to do this?
Just because he has a lot of experience. He's a local fellow, and he's been a lawyer for a long period of time. He has a lot of experience in the field, and I think that was really the reasoning behind that.
Two bills from Councilwomen Darlene Harris and Teresa Smith would fix the problem with administrative fees going directly into the same bank account as officers pay for secondary details. Explain what's behind the creation of these bills and what they're supposed to do.
Right. And again, this is coming out of the same situation in which higher-ups at the police bureau were taking this administrative fee levied by the city for these off-duty details done by police officers, taking that, essentially lumping it in with the officers' payments, the direct pay to the officers themselves, and then skimming it off the top once that was done. And so what this essentially does is it separates those two revenue streams. So the officers' pay will go into one account, and the administrative fee will go into another account. That is the bill from Teresa Smith. And the other bill from Council President Darlene Harris, it would set a set level for the administrative fee itself. And that would be, I believe, 35 cents per hour. And an interesting note on that bill was that Ms. Harris tried to amend it slightly so that it would be 10% of the officer's charge per hour rather than 35 cents. And that amendment failed, which is a very unusual thing for a sponsor to submit an amendment and have it fail like that. And so that's an interesting note on that bill, and may give a glimpse into whether or not that bill is going to be passed.
And there are more than a few things that make you kind of scratch your head here. For example, how did they arrive at that fee, at that number, 35 cents an hour as the fee?
That is, I believe, the fee that has been levied, for the past however many years, as long as the city has sort of been doing this. But the problem with this administrative fee is that there hasn't been a lot of code behind it. There haven't been a lot of documents that people have been able to find declaring and, codifying the process. And so what this essentially does is it finally decides on a number, and it is essentially the same number that that they had before. But it this finally would put that into the city code.
And yet another bill from Councilwoman Smith would require the police bureau to set a minimum staffing policy. And explain what's going on here.
Right. So there are three things involved here. The first, obviously, would just set a minimum requirement for the numbers of officers on duty in any given zone at any given time. And the second part of it would require any vacancies in the police bureau to be filled within 90 days. And the third part, which again brings us back to this off-duty detail work, which is obviously this huge whirlwind of concern, this third part would prevent officers from leaving their city duties in order to go do the more lucrative off-duty details. And I suppose this is being codified to sort of prevent something that's going on right now, which is a sort of a point of concern, I'm sure, for a lot of city residents, that police officers could be going away from their city duties right now and going into some off-duty detail work instead.
And is the minimum staffing policy part of that to say we need X amount of officers on duty just handling the work of the city before we start sending people out to some private function to provide security, for example?
Right. I think that's the idea behind it.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and we're talking with 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Broad about the week ahead for the Pittsburgh City Council. Noah, Councilman Ricky Burgess may be ready to start discussion on his bills to change the city's policies regarding police responses to domestic violence incidents. This has been a point of concern for a number of people in the city. What is going on here?
Right. So this this story really started on New Year's Eve. There was a young woman who was murdered, sadly enough, in her home by her boyfriend, who had had a history of abuse with her in the past. The interesting part of this case regarding Cassandra Wade, she was the victim, was that she had called the police, and police had come and to the apartment. She did not say that it was a domestic violence dispute. However, when the police arrived, they were told by her boyfriend that there was no problem and that they should leave, and they did so. They left after several minutes, and that decision has sort of come under fire from a few groups saying, you know, maybe these police officers who never heard from the person who called 911 should not have left. And that's really where Councilman Burgess came in and said, you know, I'm going to make a committee, and a sort of an ad hoc committee that's going to look at this domestic violence policy in the police department and see whether there need to be any changes and whether we can do better when we're responding to domestic violence incidents. And again, I should note, just to clarify, that Ms. Wade did not say that it was specifically a domestic violence incident, and that is an important part of the process that follows, what abilities and powers the police officers then have as regards entering the house without an invitation.
And yet you can certainly see Councilman Burgess's point that this is a woman who called 911. The police responded and never, in fact, found the person that made the call. Thus, the proposal here. Are most of the counselors on board with these changes? Or if not, what kind of discussions are going on?
I think there is a general sense that some things need to change in the Bureau of Police, especially after the entire humongous controversy that has happened over the past few months. And I think especially with the domestic violence bills, that's something that I think once that comes back and once that really solidifies, we have yet to see if that's going to happen this week, by the way. This committee may not be ready even now to submit their final legislation to council. It's on the agenda. However, it was held a few weeks ago just because of that, that they weren't ready. But we will see, I suppose, whether it's ready. And I think when it does come out, I think that is going to be a bill that the council will come together to support. Some of the other bills may be less sure, I should say. Like I mentioned earlier, the bill from Councilwoman Harris to set the level of the administrative fee. She tried to amend it, and that failed, which is, again, very rare. And so that may have some,
Maybe a little more contentious there.
Yeah, there may be some issues with that bill that that council members have, and maybe that's why that amendment failed.
And when you think about all the things that have happened since the first of the year, it's been this perfect storm that is leading to these discussions in city council. When you consider the Cassandra Wade incident, very unfortunate incident that happened right around the first of the year, then the revelations of impropriety with regard to police finances and staffing levels, you know, all this kind of thing. And so at the 90-day mark of the year, changes that are occurring that are being discussed that could not have possibly been envisioned even back in December. It's very interesting.
Right, yes. This has been the focal point of the council this calendar year so far, I must say. Obviously, they've passed some other bills as well, and they have their business, you know, their day-to-day business too. But it seems like a lot of the legislation coming out of council is regarding the police, and it appears that they are trying to sort of get a handle on everything that's going on in the Bureau.
And clearly a concern. It led to the resignation of Nate Harper as police chief, and possibly had something to do with why Mayor Ravenstahl decided not to seek re-election. Noah Brode covers city council for 90.5 WESA. As always, Noah, great thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, if you're looking for ways to budget and save money, we have some help. That's next when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.